Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
46, 14 before 10. It is October 21st. It's Thursday, and it is also day 53 of recovery after Ida. And I went down to Grand Isle over the weekend. Y'all have heard me talking about that. And I was just shocked, and thank goodness I was with a lady that spent a lot of time there and was able to help me navigate my way around, because a lot of it was just unrecognizable. I don't know how else to put it. It looks like Kuwait with the sand that's all over the place that was pushed off from the highway. Ricky Templet joins us right now, Jefferson Parish Councilman. How you doing, Ricky?
Good morning, Tommy, and thanks for having me on. I do want to comment on you saying when you're there and seeing it firsthand, is nothing like seeing those photos where people fly over with an airplane or with the drones.
Nope, it's not. And I don't mean this to demean the island at all, but the whole place smells like a dump. It smells like a landfill, and they got the flies that come into your car and so forth, just like when you used to drop stuff off at the landfill, and that's just a function of all the devastation.
Yeah, absolutely correct. You went there this weekend, and you and I talked a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And look, this is progress is what you're seeing down there now. If you would have been down there earlier, you would have been riding on, when you're going down Highway 1, you weren't riding on Highway 1. You were riding on 4 feet of, 3 feet of sand covering Highway 1.
How far down, you saw Ricky? Great like, how far up, like how far up to Lafourche Parish was it covered? I'm just curious. Or you mean after the bridge,
really,
I guess.
From past the Leeville Bridge, mm-hmm. When you take the Leeville gotcha. Bridge on down,
yeah.
that section on down to the Fouchon, through the Chenier into the island was just devastated with, especially the sand covering the roads.
After that crazy turn on that bridge, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, yep. I got you. What else amazed me was how you can see half of a house gone, but yet dishes still in place on a china cabinet or whatever. It's amazing how the damage was so selective. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Tommy, it was almost eerie,
gothic
looking, right? Because, we were there the second day after the storm, and when you're riding past those people's homes, with half of the place gone and the kitchen cabinets are flung open and gone, and on the shelves is a coffee cup, the plates mm-hmm. stacked neatly, like they're getting ready to serve breakfast or a meal. It was very eerie.
The burrito levee, it looked like part of it just collapsed and is gone, and they're in the process. I saw them sifting sand. What is going on down there in terms of levee restoration? And I guess that would be on the Gulf side. And what about protection on the Caminata Bay side?
Well, on the Gulf side, as far as you mentioned in the Burrito Levee, we had 12 major breaches in the Burrito Levee. And let's say this, the levee did its job. Everybody said that Grand Isle will never survive a Category 4 or 5 storm. You were just on it this last weekend. So the levee did its job, but it was also sacrificed as well in sections, which now need to be repaired. Under the Corps of Engineers, anything greater than a Category 3 hurricane, it is their responsibility to repair and replace that such levee that protects the island on the Gulf side.
I saw a lot of work, a lot of workers. and the thing that really gets you, Ricky, when you see this is the scope of the work that needs to be done, because it's 2021, but there's no high-tech way to put a pole in the ground and to run wire. And I saw a guy rolling up a big coil of wire by himself. It's a low-tech kind of thing, and it just takes time and a lot of manpower. That being said, there is a lot of work going on down there.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, that still putting a pole in the ground is like the olden Western movies where they got a post hole digger and they're putting the pole in and covering it back up. It's still the same process, but a lot of work has been accomplished. I mean, you're looking at 90% of the poles on Grand Isle and the Chenier have already been replaced on the island. They're running wire. We have about half of the island, east part of the island, energized to an extent by generators on the island. Mainly on Highway 1, and they're taking the laterals and trying to go into the neighborhoods, as you and I are speaking, and trying to energize houses or camps that can take the power. Because naturally, you have some that can't take power or have no power supply to the house.
You mentioned, before we let you go, and I want to have you back on again, to keep talking about this, because it's important. You talk about the indiscriminate nature with, a coffee cup sitting there, not touched. Meanwhile, half the house is gone, which is just, again, eerie. Is there any indication, Ricky, that some of the later built camps or camps that were built newer and maybe built to a different code did better than the older ones? Or was that just the indiscriminate nature of it?
No, that's absolutely proven that the new building codes do actually work and protect on a hurricane and a major hurricane at that storm. Mm-hmm. If you go look at the newer buildings that were built to the new national building codes, they sustained minimal damage, mostly like their deck or window or minor blown in water damage. But the areas that had the newer camps and newer buildings and homes do fare out much better and withstand. Once again, I'm going to say a Category 5 hurricane, and the older camps, and naturally where the Burrito Levee failed, had the most damage.
When you ride down Highway 1 and you're on that island, I can't imagine anybody riding a storm out there. Did you ride it out there or not? I'm trying to remember.
No, I left that morning. In the middle of the night and came back. When they started talking about a Category 4 storm, we encouraged it. We had a mandatory evacuation on the island. You had about 80 people rotted out. Half of those were first responders from the island, the firemen and the policemen, and then some residents as well. We can say we had no deaths on Grand Isle for this hurricane, which is amazing to consider a Category 1 hurricane slammed into that barrier island.
That's amazing. Thank you, Ricky. I appreciate your time. And look, we're going to close with what Mayor David Carmodel told Newell Norman and I guess it was about 5 days after the storm. Hit it, Tim.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.